Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Belle. On today's call,
we are going to have a do not fear
scripture. Oh, do the scripture first.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Sorry.
It is from Ecclesiastes 11:10. 11:10, and it says, so then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. That's an interesting,
interesting scripture.
We'd do a study on that one. Okay, yeah. Today.
We're going to talk about He Feels What You Feel.
Wow, on a marvelous Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off this week the way it should be kicked off.
That's it, baby.
With expectation and full of the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Well, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
I'd love to know who.
Little ones to him belong. They're weak, but he is strong. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. If you were raised in church, I'm sure you sing the words to that popular children's song. Are those just words, or do you know how much God really loves you?
Mm.
If you ever heard the gospel message, you know that God loved you enough to send Jesus to die for your sins. Jesus also died so that you could have good health, prosperity as well. It's in the covenant. But he loves you even more than that. Hebrews 4:15, classic Amplified. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weakness and infirmities, our liability, the assaults of temptation, but one who's been tempted in every respect as we are, but is
yet without sinning.
Without sinning. Think about that. Not only does Jesus love you, but he understands, sympathizes, and feels your weaknesses, your sicknesses, fear of suffering, and your response to temptation. The Bible says Jesus is touched by infirmity. What we feel, he has also experienced. That's why he's the best role model we could ever have to understand and help us. Consider the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Jesus was friends with his family. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his hair,
his feet with her hair.
Get it right in a second. John 11:2. And in verse 3, the sister sent a message to Jesus saying, Lord, he whom you've loved so well is sick. Jesus not only knew Lazarus, but he was a close friend. No doubt Jesus had eaten in his home, spend time talking with him and them, because verse 5 says they were his dear friends and he held them in loving esteem. Jesus sent word to the sisters that Lazarus' sickness would not end in death, but would bring glory to God. I'm sure the sisters felt like God would be glorified by his healing because they had no doubt seen many healed at the master's hand. Jesus knew what was going to happen, but they did not know the details. On the way to Bethany to see the family, Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus was already dead. Verse 14. When he finally arrived, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. You know the story. Martha approached Jesus upon his arrival and told him that Lazarus would be alive had he arrived sooner. It's in verses 21 and 22. But even now, 4 days later, she demonstrated her faith by saying, it's not too late for Jesus to act. Even though Jesus told Martha that Lazarus would rise again, Scripture says that when he saw Mary, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. In fact, verse 35 says, Jesus wept. Although Jesus knew he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, he still felt and expressed the depths of human sorrow. You can take comfort in knowing And whatever you're going through, Jesus has already experienced all pain, including loss, rejection, betrayal, and dying. As our Savior and Redeemer, He took all of our sins to the cross and then forgave and continues to forgive us when we ask.
You know, He is touched by our humanity. We remember the first time we got a real full revelation that if our giving moves us, it moves God. He feels what we feel. If you gave your last dollar at any point, and I mean your last dollar in the world, God would feel it. He feels your pain, and He also feels your faith.
Yes, He does.
You know, one time we had saved, Harold and I had saved $25,000, and that was a lot of money to us back then. Matter of fact, it still is today. God told us to do it as a matching gift to help a young pastor challenge his congregation in generating the down payment for the new church building and property. We had an uneasy peace about that significant gift. We say uneasy peace because it's an interesting oxymoron. It was uneasy because the $25,000 had been designated for something that we wanted to do. The opportunity was that God had set it aside for something else. You know, when we tapped into His plan for the money, we got peace.
Yes, we did.
As far as we know, no one in that particular congregation ever knew that it was our gift that represented, you know, what God wanted to do there. But He's the only one who really counts anyway. Truly, He felt what we initially felt. Our obedience to His direction brought blessings. And within a month, our marketing company received a substantial increase in income.
Yes, it did.
You know, when the widow sewed down to her last two mites, Jesus was sitting right there and felt her desperation and hope that something would change in her life. And we believe it did, or He wouldn't have been there. And the truth of the matter is He's there when we give our offerings. But it says in Mark 12:41 through 44, sitting across from the offering box, He was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in her two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called His disciples over and said, "The truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all."
Yes.
The precious seed sown by this widow woman moved Jesus, so much so that she became a memorial in Scripture by the thing that she did before Him and what He said about her. You know, you could be going through stuff. Everybody goes through stuff on occasion. But you need to remember and know that Jesus feels what you're feeling.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's important that when we give Him our faith to work with in the money that we're presenting, that we should always pray that what the enemy has meant for harm, God will turn into good.
Yes.
We actually love Genesis 50, verse 20.
Genesis
50, verse 20 says, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." That was Joseph speaking of his brothers. We need to not think that the negative things that happen to us are not known by God, because truly they are. We don't need to forget that God has the resurrection power. Like He loosed Lazarus from the tomb, He loosed Joseph from what looked like a dead end. And that was not even the most significant thing that happened that day at Lazarus' tomb. Back to Luke 11:45. It says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on Him." We need to ask always that God be glorified through whatever our reaction is to every adversity in life or anything the enemy throws our way. When we respond by saying, "Why did this happen to me?" instead of, "My prayer is that the enemy gets no satisfaction from my response or anything negative about what happens," but rather that he be glorified in everything that happens to us.
Yes.
In addition to looking for a way out of our current circumstances, situation, or problems, we need to focus on God so that he can be glorified and the devil terrified by our response. There's no better revenge in life than to make the devil pay for the affliction he throws your way. Because in every situation in life, we need to remember that God feels what we feel and is touched by our humanity. And that's what it says in the Word. You know, as we travel down the trials and tribulations of life, we need to ask God that we learn to better equip ourselves to live the victorious life through the things that, well, have happened to us. Because the truth of the matter is he always wants us to come out victoriously,
no
matter what's going on. 2 Corinthians 1:4 Message Bible says, he comes alongside us when we go through hard times.
Yes.
And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us.
That's not only a powerful thought.
It is.
That scripture has a significance in our lives.
That's right.
It really
especially
does.
Especially yours.
Yep. And it's just, he comes alongside you when you're going through tough times. He feels what you feel. So should we do what he says when he says it?
Mm.
Absolutely. One more thing. He feels what you feel. So you can be right there. He can be right there by your side. But he also expects us to be there for others as well.
That's right.
In short, he wants us to feel what others are feeling during their times of adversity. He wants us to be there for them as well. And that's something to think about.
It is. We need to always remember, and it is important to always remember, that God is not wringing his hands in heaven going, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. When you go through an adversity, believe me, he knew Joseph was going to be thrown in the pit by his brothers. He knew he was going to be sold into slavery. God knew it all because it was all part of his plan to bring glory and honor, not just to Joseph, but to God's kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
That 2 Corinthians 1:4
Yes.
Is a powerful scripture.
Yes, it is.
It really is. I won't talk about it today. But
I know.
God used it to speak to me in a significant way at a time that I needed to hear it.
Yes.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God and be on the lookout for a letter from us.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
It's got a scripture in it that God gave me.
Yeah.
It's right at the top of the page.
Yes, it is.
And it'll make you shout, jump up and turn around.
It made you.
It did.
I know.
It did.
Anyway, it did. God bless you. You have a marvelous Monday.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 8:30.
That's right.
Till then, God bless you and happy trails.
Bye-bye.